Hi, my name is Amanda Morehouse and I'm from Clearly Training. And over the next session, we're going to be looking at getting to grips with time management techniques for finance professionals. The way that I suggest that we do this is by looking at the five key characteristics of highly effective people and how we as accountants and finance professionals can use this to get better results by managing our time more effectively. But before I delve into this subject matter, I'd like you to do something. I'd like you to grab a pen and a piece of paper to enable you to write down some of the key points and to follow in to some of the exercises I'm going to suggest to you, because our time is precious and we want to get the best results, don't we? So let's start off by thinking about some of the individuals that we've perhaps worked for or worked with, and what made them so brilliant at producing excellent results, and what can we learn from them? And I'd like you to think of that person and think about what they said and the way that they behaved and what they looked like. And what techniques can we pick up from them? Because what we're going to be doing over the next session is not looking at brand new techniques, but actually just bringing into our conscious awareness some of the things that we already know are going to get us better results in managing our time. Now, from my experience and my observation, there's five key characteristics of highly effective people. And the first one, without a shadow of a doubt, is that they know their outcome. They know exactly what it is that they want to deliver. And they've created a clear vision and a clear message in their own mind what that's going to look like and what that's going to sound like. And number two, they've got absolute confidence that they can deliver those results. They can break out of any limiting beliefs and deliver that particular result. Number three is that they implement massive action to get these massive results. They are action orientated. Number four is that they exhibit behavioral flexibility. And number five is that they have the ability to manage stress in stressful situations. They may not be the most academically brilliant of finance professionals, but they can manage the stress. So let's think about you and your situation. Why is it such a challenge now? In 2010, what are some of the challenges to finance professionals? And what I do, I sort of think back to when I was a child, and just to tell a little story about the days when we used to choose which television programs we were going to watch. And my mum used to send me for the Radio Times, and there was three channels, and it was very much a fixed choice. Now, when we're thinking about what we're going to watch on telly, we're really overloaded and bombarded with so much choice and information that it probably takes you twice as much time to decide what it is that you're going to watch and what you're not going to watch. And this is very true in business. We're drowning in options. We have too much information, and it's filtering through it all to decide what's important and what isn't. And also the pace of change is changing as well, as technology drives the speed of development. And if you work in large organisations, you know, don't you, that as new changes come in, before they have time to be embedded and executed and completed, the next project has started. So it's almost as though we're trying to catch up with ourselves, and the pressure is on, particularly for us as finance professionals. Okay, so there's a grim reality emerging here. Will there ever be enough time to cram in everything that you need to do? And is it really a case of doing less and deciding what we're not going to do rather than trying to cram more into that time? So let's have a look at these five key characteristics of highly effective people. We said that the first one was knowing your outcome. And this is your first challenge, to pick up that pen and actually to write down on a clear piece of paper what your purpose is and what is important to you. Where exactly do you want to be going over the next 12 months? And to be able to think on paper is one of the key characteristics that I find of successful people, because they can write it down and then they can communicate it. And if you can do that, if you can write things down on paper, this will enable you, when times get tough and when things get busy, to go back and to refocus and check that what you're delivering is aligned back to what you want. This is also a key strategy in coping with stress, because if you have clarity in what you want, it means that you're not going to get sidetracked into delivering what other people want. And that's when we have those feelings of being out of control and really not doing the things that we want to do. Why am I asking you to do that? Because if we have clarity of what it is that we want to achieve, this enables us to cope and to be in control. And it's good to feel in control, isn't it? And maybe if you're out there and you're in a profession that is quite stressful, this is your first strategy in reducing that stress. Because if we know specifically what we want, we can then be in control of ensuring that everything we do between 9 and 6 o'clock at work is linked back and is aligned to those specific outcomes. So hopefully you've written down what it is that you want over the next 12 months. And if you can, to extend that timeline over 2 years and maybe 3 years. And I'm going to ask you to think about these 5 key areas. Which one is the most important to you? Number 1, is it your health? Number 2, is it your family and friends? Number 3, is it your own personal development and your ability to learn? Number 4, is it your career and your job? Or number 5, perhaps, is it leisure and holidays? And I'd like you to write these down on a piece of paper and to rank them in order. Because here what we're doing is creating a picture of where your values are, of what is really important to you. And I think for most finance professionals, it can come as a bit of a light bulb moment to realise that the career may not necessarily be at the top of the list. But if we were asked to think about what concerns us the most and what consumes our energy, maybe it's the career that's at the top. So continuing on this theme of what is really important to you and what results you want, I'm going to ask you next to take the outcomes from those exercises and to write down over the next 12 months, what does success look like? What are your key objectives and the key things that you want to deliver? And I don't just want you to think about the business and career objectives, but also in your personal life as well. Create a complete list, a complete picture written down on one piece of paper of everything that you want to achieve over the next 12 months. And again, when I've watched and observed, and you've probably done this too, that highly effective people that deliver great results are the ones that can A, write it down on a piece of paper, and secondly, communicate it with clarity and without any vagueness. And this list on paper, it's tangible. It's a reference point. And when times get hard, you can go back to this piece of paper and just re-remind yourself with confidence why you are in the role that you're in and why you're doing what you're doing.